2014 has been a challenging year, demanding greater humanitarian assistance and advocacy for a variety of people across the world. In many instances, this has generated an immensely positive response from individuals and society as a whole. While reflecting on the darkness of these tragedies that have unfolded, we must also remember to give thanks for the light shining through the good works of these faithful people in their responses to them, some of whom have sadly paid the ultimate price. Through these occurrences, the world has experienced an extremist narrative seeking the destruction of centuries-old communities. In response to this alarming development, however, there have been greater unified efforts across the ecumenical and interreligious spectrum to express solidarity with those suffering and to advocate on their behalf. Religious and civic leaders have been challenged to speak out against violations of basic human rights, and in many cases they have responded to that call with greater responsibility and commitment. This response, however, is still disproportionate to the suffering and destruction that is still experienced so far, and much remains to be done. It is increasingly difficult to provide hope in light of those who continue to suffer gross violations of their rights. And yet we are reminded at this time of year in particular that through the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ, the whole of humanity has been freely gifted the respect, love, and peace of God through the message of salvation. The global community is founded upon safeguarding fundamental principles of God-given freedom, liberty, and equality. And while many around the world are still denied these rights, we who are free to enjoy them must advocate and do all we can to protect those same rights for them. We have an individual and collective responsibility towards our brothers and sisters, regardless of their religious affiliation, as every individual has the right to live in peace and with freedom to live his or her faith, as long as that does not impede on the choices of others. Our Lord Jesus Christ was born into adversity and poverty, and at an early age fled to and sought asylum in Egypt. His family fled from oppressive persecution, and he continued to live his life facing immense challenges and struggles, in order that we may find comfort in his example and his victory over all that seeks to overcome us. He warns us and says, "In the world we will find tribulation," but then comforts us immediately and reassures us, saying, "Be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." When considering oppression on a global scale or closer to home, we must remember that God bestowed basic human rights upon the whole of humanity. And where those rights are violated, we must act. Because we are also reminded in Scripture that faith in these without works is dead. We should take this opportunity at the beginning of this new year to consider how we as individuals and communities can positively impact the lives of those around us, beginning with correcting those things within ourselves that might cause pain to others. I wish you all the blessings of this Holy Nativity, the Infant Christ, the blessings of a year filled with joy, good health, success, prosperity, and an opportunity for every person to live the freedom that this feast brought into the world and that salvation promises until today.